Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Three situations. You just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along on 81199. You still awake, chap, is you
right? Yeah, I am.
Becky?
Just about.
Let's do it. Our first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
How would you describe him in three words?
Oh dear. Lucky old journalist.
That's good, that.
Thank you.
Becky?
Small eyes, big hair.
That's four.
Talent contest judge.
Now that you said that, though, he does have small eyes, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah. Oh. Really little pin eyes. Never noticed that before.
I haven't noticed that.
Anyway, we went on to that street. You know the one?
Stupid street.
Yes. And we asked people to describe Piers Morgan in three words. Remember, just three words. Which word would be the most popular? Chappers.
Judge.
Oh.
What?
That was going to be my word.
Well, you should have said first then, shouldn't you?
Man.
Man. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here we are on Stupid Street, asking them to describe Piers Morgan in just three words.
Describe Piers Morgan in three words.
A very nice man. That was four. Oh.
Self-obsessed idiot hole.
Spineless, smug, and what's another bad word? I don't know.
Okay, do you know Piers Morgan from Britain's Got Talent? Can you describe him in only three words?
He's got a smug face.
Is it possible for you to describe Piers Morgan in three words?
He's got a big fat head.
All right, can you describe for me Piers Morgan in just three words?
I think he got funny hair. Big. It's quite big, I think. And he's quite funny, what I like about him. And he say that he can do any talent better than anyone. He's doing that. What else? Well, funny. Big hair.
Just three words, please.
It's not a difficult concept to understand, is it?
She went on for sentences.
Three words.
I'm not going to give either of you that point.
Why? Someone said man.
But man was their fourth word. They went a very something man.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, what's occurring?
I don't.
What do you mean, go on then? What? So you've given her the point just because she complained?
Yeah. Right. Next one. You know Mr. Methane? See the Britain Got Talent theme emerging here?
Mm.
Like the dairy one yesterday with cows.
And eggs.
You voted off... Well, they voted off Mr. Methane last Saturday on Britain's Got Talent. Remember him? He was the guy who came in over a year ago to this show. We get them all first. A man who wears a green costume and farts his way through popular tunes. We liked him on this show, but they didn't like him so much on Britain's Got Talent. Here's my question to you. On last Saturday night's show... How many times did Mr. Methane guff before he got buzzed off by all three judges?
Oh.
Becky?
49.
You really thought about that?
Well, you said yesterday he did Blue Danube, so I just ran through it really quickly in my head with each beat. Am I taking this too seriously?
Yeah. Chappers?
20. Why are you laughing at that?
No, it's just because... You're looking really confused as to how she's worked that out.
Well, it looked like she was writing something down, or... Mm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mr. Methane's performance on Britain's Got Talent, but how many times did he blow off?
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the art into fart. First of all, I just have to adopt the farting position. OK. You pick.
Who's that?
That was a good one.
Music Master! Thank you!
screen as he does it.
Oh, it just reminds me of when he came in. It just every time, I can just smell herring. He's not even in here. You right, Chops?
No, I feel ill.
You weren't feeling the best before he played that. No. And now, oh, you've gone really pale, have you?
Oh, dear.
The answer was 49 guffs during the performance before...
No,
oh, no, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
And he didn't do as many as that, did he? Because he didn't... Fart to
you
eat
said 49. Feet. The correct answer was 37, so you still get the point. Is that all right?
Well, yes.
Oh! What's occurring?
You just appear to be whatever Becky says. That's
I
right.
Do. Yeah. Right, last one. You know when your mates call you up and they're drunk?
Yeah.
It's annoying, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You just want to get off the phone as quickly as you can, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't want to speak to him. But what if Jo Wiley called you up and she was absolutely steaming? Would you stay on the phone?
Of course.
Well, we put that to the test earlier. You know that thing we do with the Windows Media Player where we can slow down the voice? We put it on a slow speed.
Yeah.
Makes people sound a little bit tipsy, okay? So we got some clips of Jo Wiley. Slowed them down. Bit like we did with Hugh Jackman a while ago. Makes him sound like he's had some wine.
I've had a little bit too much. Oh. Hi, this is Hugh Jackman.
So you just put it on slow speed, okay?
Yeah.
Did that with Joe Wiley's voice. And called up the nicest man in the world. Who else but Barry Chuckle. So, steamingly hammered Jo Wiley is phoning Barry Chuckle. How long would he stay on to Jo for? And she is drunk.
Oh, I'm going first, am I, Becky? A minute.
1 minute. Becky.
1.5.
And the right answer is 1.5.
All right.
Oh, you're so moody today.
I've worked out what you did. You kept plying me with wine last night, so I'd be off my game this morning for this, and you'd win.
You shouldn't have drunk it, then.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we've slowed Jo Wiley down, and here she is, calling Barry Chuckle. How long is he going to stay on to her for, though?
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Hello? Who the hell is this?
You know me.
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Who's this then?
I'm Jo Wiley.
Hello, Jo. How are you?
I'd like a pizza.
You'd like a pizza?
Can I order a pizza, please?
This is not a pizza delivery place, you see, so I don't know whether I can help you out with that.
Come on, I'm Jo Bleeding Wiley.
Yes, I understand that, Jo, yes, but...
You know me.
Of course I do, yes, of course I know you, Jo, yes, but I don't think I can get you a pizza.
If I show you mine, will you show me yours? Is Jo Wiley here, by the way?
Very good, Jo, yes.
You're actually talking to me.
Yeah, yes, yes, I am, yes.
It's
very good.
Think about the stories you can tell people. Good dine out on this one for years.
Yes,
your
yes.
Your friends would say, what, really? The Jo Wiley? And you'd say, yeah, and the actual Jo Wiley.
Yes, the actual Jo Wiley. Yes, Jo, yes, it's very good, yes. You sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Oh, well, the wife will be very pleased about that, yes.
Lick my hairy toes.
Very nice.
Am I getting on your nerves asking about your boobs?
Well, it's very nice to speak to you, Jo, and I hope you're having a good time. It sounds as though you are, yes.
Good because I'm Joe Wiley.
Nice to speak to you.
Love Barry Chuckle. Bless.
Oh, he's such a nice man.
The actual Joe Wiley.
Yes, the actual Joe Wiley. Yes, Joe. Yes, it's very good. Yes. Yeah. You sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? She's going to love that when she comes in later. The answer was 2 minutes. Becky wins hands down on today's Oh, What's Occurring?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So we were talking about the show Extreme Male Beauty on Channel 4, which we've managed to have a look at on the 4OD thing. And this is a show. It's a good one this week. I can't say what it is. It's a show where blokes obviously want to look better and feel better about themselves. And there was a guy on there on the last episode last week who wanted to have surgery so he could look like his ultimate hero. This person.
I'd like a body like Peter Andre.
Wouldn't we all? Is that Peter Andre now or Peter Andre back in the days of Mysterious Girl when he had that kind of six-pack thing
going
on?
Is there a difference?
I think there is a difference.
Is he not as toned now?
No, I mean, he's just...
Well, he's just run a marathon. He can't be that flabby, can he?
No, he's not flabby, but he just had ridiculous abs. Don't you remember back in the day?
Yeah.
I'd like a body like Peter Andre.
So, he ends up looking quite different, as we discussed yesterday on Dear Scott. Somebody sent this in.
I have seen it, and he did look like you, Scott, but nothing like Peter Andre. Kat from London.
So they're saying after the surgery, he looked more like me than Peter Andre. So this is the moment when the man who wanted to look like Peter Andre, but looked like me in the end after the surgery, this is the moment he got unveiled to his family.
Don't you look like an Italian stallion?
Now, does that mean...
Don't you look like an Italian stallion?
Does that mean I look like an Italian stallion?
No.
Well,
no.
If he looks like me, that stands to reason.
Don't you look like an Italian stallion?
What do you think?
No.
Does he look like an Italian stallion?
No.
No, but he does look like you.
Thanks.
An Italian stallion are not two words
I, like this.
I would use to describe you.
I like this as well. Just asking him if he's happy with the result.
Do you like how you look?
Yeah.
There was an element of, it's more Scott Mills than Peter Andre, but, you know, I've paid for it, so... It's...
Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Sure?
Are you sure?
Can he only be interviewed by small children or older women?
I think that's his mum.
Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. Right. And I think that's his daughter.
Do you like how you look?
Podcast.
Okay, let's get some of your emails you've been sending in over the last week on Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads them out. We answer them. First one this morning.
Hello. I met Becky yesterday at One Big Weekend, and she was very lovely. I also met you too, Scott, and you were all right too. Please give me a shout, Liam and Dave from Oxford.
Good morning, Liam and Dave from Oxford. You had quite a lot of fanage at the weekend, didn't you, Becky?
They were really nice, but do you know what? They were so excited to see me that I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like you hired those paps for Matt Fincham. These two guys out of nowhere were like, Becky.
You thought
Becky
we'd hired
the classifieds.
Them.
And I was like, this is too random to be true. So I just spent the whole time going, are you sure this isn't a joke? And he was like, can we have a picture? And I went, yeah, give me the camera. And he was like, no, with you. I was like, really?
No. That happened last night as well, didn't it? At the at the Radio Awards.
That was weird.
That was nice.
I think all the pictures at the moment are of me going,
why am I in this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, bless. Did he actually say, OMG, are you Becky off Becky's Classified?
Yeah, that's his favourite bit of the show.
Wow.
He did say you were all right too, though.
Yeah, I know, that's...
But he preferred you.
Yeah. That's fine. Next.
This was the best weekend Swindon has ever had. From Gary in Swindon.
Thank you, Gary. Is he talking about Radio 1's big weekend? Or is he talking about that pub that invited me along on Saturday night in Swindon?
Saturday, the UK's top erasure tribute act, plus DJs till 4 a.m.
That would be the best weekend ever, wouldn't it?
Would it?
I think Radio 1's big weekend is what Gary from Swindon is talking about there, to be fair.
But you're not 100% sure, though, are you?
No. Next.
OMG, I'm trying to revise for my finals, but I've just discovered Wings' catalogue on iTunes. Amazing. Trying hard not to press that purchase button. Love ya, Sarah, Liverpool.
Well, Sarah in Liverpool. Yes, Wings' back catalogue is on iTunes.
Is it?
We were listening to it quite early this morning. about 6:30. Would you like to hear some now? Because you feel a little
it
bit...
It will make you feel better, Mark.
Will it?
Well, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Will it soothe my head?
Yes.
No, you're not feeling the best right now, okay?
Right, yeah.
I know you had a little lie down before 6:30. But what about if I played this for you, like a bit of... This is our favourite singer, Wing. Tell me this is not cheering you up just a little bit. If you want me to go a little bit more down-tempo with the Wing, if it's too loud for you...
No, this is all right at the moment.
She hasn't started
singing
yet.
It's got me smiling.
Let's go!
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, better disappear. The fire in this eye and the words are really clear. So, baby...
You can see why she was finding it hard not to press purchase.
I like the way she splashed out on new musicians for this album.
Right, let's take it a bit more down-tempo.
The whispers... In the morning of lovers sleeping tight.
It's just what you need first thing.
I'm rolling by light under now. As I look in your eyes.
Oh, Wing.
Has anybody got any Nurofen?
Next.
Scott. Your impression of Westwood sounds like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. John Brown, Coventry.
Oh, it did a bit yesterday.
No, it's only when Westwood talks slow.
That is a little bit, yeah.
Actually. He sounds like that. That is a rubbish impression. It's not my best, is it?
Yeah, but it's a better impression of Mr. Burns than it is. We've accidentally stumbled across you being able to do a good impression.
It's like I said before,
but not
seven.
Of the person you were originally impersonating.
If you do an impression of Mr. Burns, you'd probably sound like Westwood.
Man, I need some hand cream right now.
Who was that?
That was Westwood again.
Oh, right, okay.
My impressions double up. I've only got a limited amount.
Is it 2-for-1 with Mills' impression?
Well, it is, because, like I said, that girl Hannah used to work here, same impression as my mum.
Yeah.
Hello, Scott. Same. Yeah. Same voice. Same
Bog off impressions.
Yeah. Bog off impressions. Next.
Hi, Scott. I always listen to your show and love it. At the moment, my friends and I at Crestwell School are seriously studying for our GCSEs, and we're all a bit stressed and freaking out with final coursework deadlines. Please wish us luck. Cheers. X. From Steph in Eastleigh, Southampton. Brackets. I believe you came to our school. How cool. Laughing smiley.
Yes, Steph, I did, but it wasn't called Crestwell when I was there. It was called Crestwood. That got me a bit confused.
Why would they change it?
They haven't. I think the Posh Radio 4 ladies got it wrong.
Oh, right, okay.
So big
I
up Crestwood.
They'd rebranded themselves or something.
There's get away from the Mills Association.
Yeah. At the big weekend, a girl came up to me. She was like, oh, I went to your school. Are you coming to the reunion in July? Now, we've talked about this before. I don't fancy it. Would you go to a school reunion?
No, I don't think I would.
I kind of
think that I'm still in touch with all the people that I want to be in touch with from school.
I don't speak to anybody from school at all, do you?
Yeah, well, I went to a mini school reunion about 2 months ago.
Because I didn't do the whole college university thing, so like I didn't speak to anyone from secondary school at all.
No. Were you treated like a celeb at your school reunion?
They were all really brainy. They didn't have a clue what was going on in my life.
You don't want to spend a Saturday night locked in a room with a load of 40-somethings, do you?
Why would
Shut
you be
locked
up. In? Is that what happens at reunions?
You just have to do that every time, don't you? Seriously. Next.
Haha, we've done our sats. Amy, age 9, in Lincoln, X.
Okay, Amy, a lot of people are doing their sats at the moment, and to be honest, no one likes a bragger, do they?
Oh, she's pleased that she's got
she's
us done.
9!
Bless her!
Oh yeah, you are 9. But, like I said, a lot of people are doing it at the moment. Just don't brag about it too much, Amy.
I'm pleased you got them all finished.
But well done for finishing them.
Any other small children you want to pick on the text before you move on?
Would BBC security let someone in if they said they were here from the future to pick Scott up? Andy, Southampton.
We were talking about this yesterday. There's a website in America where you give them money and when time travel's invented, they'll come back and get you and you get the money back with interest and... I was considering a PayPal payment yesterday, but no one appeared, did they?
No. You didn't go time travelling yesterday, then?
I didn't, no.
Oh, well. I did think you might have mentioned it by now if you had.
Do you think the BBC security would let them through?
Yes.
Because remember...
Yeah.
When that, When that phone went yesterday morning, I was like, oh, how exciting they're here. And it was a man to come and collect his exercise bike from upstairs. Hi, there's some time travellers in reception. Okay, send them down. Next.
A time machine won't make Becky younger. Tim.
Eh?
This is because yesterday in the time travel, you said to me, where do you want to go? And I said, back to university. A bit like Zac Efron in 17 again. I don't think it works like that.
No,
though,
it's not going to make you any younger,
no.
Is it? Good point.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now,
what are those old people on about?
It's what are those old people on about on Radio 1. We go to an old people's drop-in centre where old people quite literally just drop in. And we show them photos...
From the sky.
And we show them some photos of famous people, OK? Quite current celebrities. And we get them to describe what they see on the pictures. So tell me who these old people are describing here today, please. Chap, is your brain hurting?
No, I'm concentrating.
OK.
Serious stuff is this.
All right, so play along at home, 81199. Let's go over to the old people's drop-in centre to find out what those... old people are on about. Which celebrity they're describing here?
Well, I suppose he's a young pop star of some sort. Once again, a modern, untidy, slapdash dressing, but that's the modern youth fashion.
Look at the points on his head. Bless him, he looks like a cathedral, doesn't he? With all sticking up, yes. Oh.
Right, so, pop star.
Points on his head.
Looks a bit like a cathedral.
Gareth Gates.
Said
it first.
Gareth Gates looks like a cathedral.
No, but he's got pointy hair, isn't he?
Okay. So you're both saying Gareth at the moment. It's not Gareth Gates.
Okay.
Let's have another clue for you.
Oh, very sexy. And his thumb in his waistband of his trousers. And I like the old casual shirt. Yes. Yeah. And I think I could quite enjoy him, really.
So,
that could be anybody.
Quite sexy, and that lady, she thinks she could quite enjoy him. Any ideas?
Keith from The Prodigy.
One of JLS.
Okay. Let's have one
which
more
one?
Clue.
Yeah, the which one with one? The spiky hair that looks like a cathedral. Duh.
Duh. One more clue on this person.
He's, part of a famous couple.
Sometimes she sings his songs and forgets the words. She did last week.
Mysterious girl, innit?
Actually, I think he looks Italian, but pub nut, they are a nice couple.
Yeah. Right, so apart from him looking Italian, they're quite a nice couple.
Did she say that, mysterious girl, innit?
He's part of a famous couple.
Sometimes she sings his songs and forgets the words. She did last week.
Mysterious girl, innit?
Peter Andre.
Yeah, Peter Andre.
Anna in Southampton says Peter Andre. So does Hannah. And Mike in Reading.
They couldn't have got that from either of the first clues.
Well. They're not as up to date on their current affairs as they normally are they?
Oh, very sexy.
He looks like a bit like a cathedral. Mysterious girl, innit?
There we are, so sexy, cathedral, mysterious girl in it. Peter Andre is the correct answer.
Mysterious girl in it.
Right, next one. What are those old people on about? We show them another photo of another celebrity. Here we go.
Oh, she looks quite an elegant person, doesn't she? Now, she's got blonde hair and a nice top and trousers. Yeah, I do like those, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
She's having an affair with the man in the bookies.
So, elegant.
What? She's having an affair with the man in the bookies?
She looks elegant. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got a top and trousers on, so that's important.
Yeah, got a top and trousers on. And...
she's having an affair with the man in the bookies.
And she will have an affair with the man in the bookies.
See, I think that's a bit of a red herring. I'm going to go Fiona Bruce.
OK. Becky?
On the elegant thing.
Yeah, Kate Garraway.
What?
Kate Garraway.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was somebody from Coronation Street, to be quite honest. The lips and the eyes.
Perhaps she's a presenter, is she? I don't know what programme, though, because I don't know her.
I think she's an actress. definitely an actress, yeah.
She could work in a dress shop. Yes, she could.
Oh, I don't know anyone from Coronation Street.
Could be in Coronation Street, could be a presenter, could be an actress, could work in a dress shop.
Tanya from EastEnders.
Denise Van Housen.
Here's some more.
Very fashionable, very pretty, yeah.
Yes, and she wears glasses, which of course is very useful.
She's in TV. Something in TV.
She looks like Camilla Parker Bowles. She's that type of person, isn't she?
So, fashionable, pretty,
no.
Wears glasses, looks like Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla Parker Bowles?
Any guesses?
No, are there any more on this one?
That's it, that's all you lot.
Someone with curly blonde hair.
Could work in a dress shop, might be a presenter, might be an actress, might have been on Coronation Street, fashionable.
Wears glasses because they're
useful. Wears glasses and looks like Camilla Parker Bowles. Any guesses? Final guesses, please. But what are those people on about?
No idea.
Helen
no idea?
Mirren.
Okay. Edith Bowman? Think about
Edith?
It.
She could work in a dress shop.
She looks like Camilla Parker Bowles.
She's having an affair with the man in the bookies.
Obvious when you know Edith Bowman.
Since when does Edith look like Camilla Parker Bowles?
Maura, since when she had an affair with the man in the bookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done to...
I thought she was just getting in to put bets on every morning across the road.
Well done to nobody who got that right on the text. That was quite a hard
Edith?
One.
Edith?
I know.
In Corrie?
Right, last one. Here's your next celebrity that the old people are describing.
Oh, this is... my mind's gone blank.
Probably in politics, is he?
He's on TV, this chap.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He looks a bit priest-like, doesn't he? And he's giving a point, yes. He's pointing at me to say, behave yourself. You know that, look there. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. She says yes a lot, doesn't she?
Gordon Brown.
On TV, looks a bit like Del Boy.
Oh no!
And she's pointing it, pointing at her. Oh yeah,
Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar, you think? Okay, let's continue the clues.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back. Yes, yes.
Simon Cowell.
Oh goodness. Yes.
Oh, there's a nosy person just walked in. Anyway, he's quite famous, and I think he's on once a week on the TV. That was Amy who just interrupted us. Anyway.
Ah, do you know, I'm frightened to watch his shows because he gets angry.
Aww.
I think you're right, Chappers.
He gets angry.
I do as well.
Amy interrupted halfway through then.
But we didn't actually hear Amy.
I want to hear that again.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there's a nosy person just walked in. Anyway.
Right, one more clue then.
Very determined looking, quite smartly dressed.
Bearded chap.
He's enough to frighten the life out of you.
He's always coming on, isn't he? Saying things like, yes, he's got a saying. Yes. I wish I could remember it.
Oh, I love them.
Mysterious girl, isn't it?
He's got a saying. Yes. I wish I could remember it.
Oh. Right, so put all the clues together.
His hair points in the middle and goes back.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He's got a saying.
Obvious when you know. Correct, Chappers.
Yay.
Alan Sugar was the correct answer. I'm saying Philip Schofield, really not.
With the beard?
No. Noel Edmonds, no. Colin Lyne in Bed in Glasgow got it right. Gordon Ramsay says Max. Vernon Kay.
Well, that person's Lee. Obviously just thinking if they said Edith looked like Camilla, they might as well take a chance on Vernon.
So that was What Are Those Old People On About? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Can I make a request to people on the text, please?
Go.
Which is, can you stop calling him over there an Italian stallion? Because it's just making me feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Apparently, the guy from the Extreme Male Beauty show did have a tattoo of a stallion with the word Italian stallion on him. Just in case there was any doubt.
You don't have that.
I do not.
You look like an Italian stallion.
Is it too late for me to get a tattoo? Do you think I look ridiculous? I was thinking about this the other day. I just saw some people with really good tattoos at the big weekend.
Oh, there were loads of good ones there.
Really good
ones.
There's some bad ones also.
Mm. What were you thinking of having?
Not Chinese writing.
Right. How about a picture of the Hof on your thigh?
It's a bit like that person. Do you remember that girl that had a tattoo of Lucy Benjamin on her shoulder off of EastEnders? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You know Lucy Benjamin off EastEnders? Yeah. Used to play, who was it, Lisa?
You went out for dinner with her the other night, didn't you?
No, she was at the next table to me.
Oh, right.
And as soon as I see Lucy Benjamin now on TV or anything, I always think of the girl who did have a tattoo of her on her shoulder. I'm not going to go that far.
You could have Dev.
Naked Dev all down your back.
Yeah.
Where will I have it? All down my back?
All the back. Yeah. Cover the whole back.
I was thinking something like small, you know, like on my leg or something, or somewhere where not many people can see it.
You're pointing to the base of your back where girls have those tattoos. You're going to get one there.
Where do boys, like, have them done?
From the front, you'd be Scott Mills, and from the back, you'd be Dev.
Hi, ladies.
That's brilliant.
You look like an Italian stallion. Radio 1
Podcasts. So, right, I'm one of those boys who has real trouble when you have to dress up smart. I'm useless at it. See, whenever I see you looking smart, which is quite a lot, because you do, you know, you step up to the challenge sometimes.
Thanks.
You always seem to get it right.
That's very kind of you.
You always look so smart when you do make the effort.
Obviously not.
Not today.
Not now.
But I just don't feel comfortable in a suit. I can't tell what goes with what. I spend hours going, do those shoes go with that tie?
Do you know the easiest thing is to only have really one pair of shoes and two ties, and then then everything's all right.
But I can't pick out the right shirt and tie combo. I can't do it.
It wasn't you. You looked very nice last night.
Well, apart from
the
incident with the sock. Mm. Do you want to say what happened, Becky? Because this is
I phoned you because I was trying to hijack a lift in your taxi so you could pay for it and not me. Mm. And you said, yes, but I'm running very late because I've had a shaving incident. So I was like, oh, God, excuses.
Well, I had a bit of a sleep yesterday afternoon. I wanted to be on form for the awards last night. Mm-hmm. And I got up a bit late. So I was in a bit of a rush. Mm. And you know that boy thing when you're rushing, you just, like, hack at your face. Because you need a shave, you want to look, you know, mm-hmm. clean shaven, but you haven't really got time. So I was rushing, and then, you know when you just feel it go, ow! So I did that. But this was no ordinary shave.
No. When I jumped in the cab, he's got blood all over the collar of his shirt and pouring down the side of his face. And he's trying to...
And before I left the house, I grabbed a sock from the sock drawer.
So he's there with a massive stripy sock on his face, going, Is it look all right? I'm like, well, yes, take the sock away.
I'm holding the sock up to my kind of Adam's apple because everything is just bleeding. And so it's all over my collar of my pink shirt.
So then I had to give him one of my lady wipes, which he then used to try and wipe it all off.
Oh, yeah. What are they called?
It was better than the sock. I think you were Freshelle yesterday.
Freshelle.
So you were when I saw you, you arrived at the pub with a combination of sock, lady... What was it?
Lady wipe.
A lady wipe. And various bits of toilet roll stuck all over your face.
It's a good look.
And blood dripping onto the collar, onto the pink collar of your shirt.
Oh, rubbish.
Hello, girls.
It didn't really stop when I got in there either.
No.
I just discarded the sock in the end.
When he was posing for pictures, I sort of had to put my head, like I was kind of half attached to him, to cover up the blood in all the photos.
See, I can't do it. And even if I get the shirt and tie combo right, then I'll just tack up my face and it'll just... All night people were going... Yeah, you've got... what's that on your shirt? I'm like, it's nothing. I just flicked the duck sauce earlier. That's what it was.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What about a tattoo which looks like you've had your arm sewn back on, blood and stitches and stuff? Someone saw one of those yesterday, said it was really cool. I think that's a little bit extreme for me, really. I just wanted, like, a small thing.
Where did they see one of those?
I don't know. Just around and about. I'm not getting one at the base of the back. Apparently, that's not the done thing for boys.
Okay.
All right. I'm not getting one anyway, ever. It's 8:02.
Somebody says, I did like that. It's kind of obvious, but it didn't make me laugh. Somebody saying you should have a tattoo of an orange, then you wouldn't have to colour it in.
Can you say that again?
Oh, you should have a tattoo of an orange, then you don't have to colour it in.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, dear Scott, Posh Radio 4 Lady is ready to answer your emails.
I've got my German AS level oral today. Going to fail. Woo.
Oh, so many people doing exams at the moment. A lot of people don't even know when their exams are today. RE's at 1:30.
Are you sure?
For Olivia in Oxford, yeah. 1:30 was the most popular answer that came through, so I'm going with 1:30. Good luck if you're doing exams at the moment. It'll all be fine. As I say once again in my reassuring way. Yeah. Next.
I think Becky sounds like Keira Knightley. Sally in Preston.
Well, Sally, quite a few people have said this, actually.
Since when has she had a West Country accent?
Who?
I've had some emails saying you sound a bit like Keira Knightley.
All from the same person. Becky dot...
yeah. Becky dot cam. Say something that Keira Knightley would say.
Do you think I can bend it like Beckham? What does she say? I don't know.
Do you like one of those period drama things she does?
Hello. I don't know. Mr. Darcy? Well, the only one I know she's been in is Pirates of the Caribbean. And then she talked like a pirate, wouldn't she? Not like me.
Which is the same as your accent.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think I could bend it like Beckham, Mr. Darcy?
Yeah.
Have you not confused two separate films, though?
Next.
Subject. Why you can't time travel back to before the time machine was invented.
This is the thing I was talking about, time travel yesterday, where you send this company, this website, some money, and they promise that when time travel has been invented, they'll come back and get you and take you wherever you want to go, and you get your money back with interest.
Insofar as time travel is believed to be possible at all, it requires a tunnel through space-time, known as a wormhole.
Oh, God.
A wormhole has two ends, one in the future and one in the past, and you can travel in both directions. So you could travel into the future, then back again. But when travelling back, you can only go back as far as the end of the wormhole that's in the past. And obviously, this only exists once it's been invented. Therefore, you can't go further back in time than the moment the wormhole slash time machine was first created. John, a physicist.
Jeez. Anything?
Well, I don't think that's strictly true, because in Heroes, they went back in time to, like... the 1700s, I think.
Yeah, check your facts, John. Check your facts.
Mark wins.
Is he saying then that worms are just time travelling all the time and we don't know about it?
I don't know. It's really hurting my brain. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Next.
Mr. Methane did comedy club at Liverpool Uni one night and got booed off the stage. I was working there and spoke to him after. He said, students don't appreciate real humour anymore. XX.
That's Mr. Methane, who was on Britain's Got Talent last Saturday and was on our show over a year ago, where he turned up in his green suit. We put a microphone towards his bottom and then he just farted popular classics and smelt of herring.
Ugh.
Gross. I thought that would be right up the student street, to be honest. I'm surprised they booed him off. Anyway, next.
Do David Tennant, because he's a good laugh. You should also do Alicia Dixon from Emma.
Is she talking about Best Guest Week or just... or
I,
what?
I don't know.
Do David Tennant, because he's a good laugh. You should also do Alicia Dixon from Emma.
Well, Shuffers? If Emma says you should do it, you should.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
He'll do that. We're trying to get Best Guest Week together. We all book a guest, right? Are we still on for this?
Yep.
Made any progress?
No.
Shuffers?
No.
You got till Friday. We all book a guest, each of us, including Tulip off the news... And there'll be a guest on every day next week. Someone fun, please.
Okay, yes, boss. Okay.
I love the one that doesn't speak. He should have his own show.
How do you know? You never hear him. How do you know that you love him?
He did make an exclusive appearance on Becky Cam over the weekend.
Oh, I see.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. They love you.
I think he wrote that one, didn't he?
Next.
Subject, man peeing.
Oh, yeah, this is off of yesterday. If you look at Radio 1 Online on the big weekend stuff, there's a Chris Moyles backstage tour video, and there's clearly 1 minute into the backstage tour video where Chris is on a buggy going over the site and showing you around. There's clearly a man weeing against a fence.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, have a look at work today. You'll see what I mean.
Oh, my God, you're so right. Fantastic.
Yep.
Why are they so excited at that?
Fantastic.
He's not doing it anyway, he's putting the fence up.
He's not.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, he's having a wee.
Have a look online today if you haven't already. Thousands of people already have.
Don't put a fence up with your hand there.
Yeah, take it from the boys.
Depends how high the fence is.
What's he's not using it as a hammer, is he?
Anyway, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any questions you want us to answer on Dear Scott, via email, please.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.